People, the petrol's all gone, the shop's out of milk, and there's zombies uprising. What are you going to do? Get out your crack pipe, stuff it full of let's cultism.
Seriously, what was that music?
I have no idea.
Okay, welcome to episode 6 of Cultism with me, Harry Medium, him, one of them.
I'll go. Ian Todd, hello.
And this one.
Me, Danny Davies of Stuff. Hello.
Yeah, hello. What are we talking about this week? I'll hand you over to Ian.
Hello, everyone. We're going to be talking about zombies, and we didn't think we could do it just the two of us, so obviously got Danny on board because he's the zombie king.
I am. Yes, I'm kind of, well, a zombie emperor.
We asked people about zombies and stuff, what their favourite stuff was, and they've given us some good stuff, and we've obviously got our own kind of thoughts on stuff. So Harry, when you initially think of zombies and all that sort of shenanigans, what do you instantly think in your head? Like, what's your favourites?
My favourite's the classic Romero zombies.
Yeah.
The shambling, rambling mess of a man. They're us. They are the fear of our ever-present mortality.
God, that's just too profound for you, that, like.
No, it's not. That's just about profound enough. What do I think about when? Well, what do you think about when you think of zombies? I think of zombies. I mean, what else?
No, I was meaning like, you know, like instantly in my head comes Dawn of the Dead for me is the instantly. Some people don't like Dawn of the Dead, which I find a bit strange.
Hey, why do they not like Dawn of the Dead?
Well, they like it, but they don't have it as high as what's the third one called again?
Day.
I'm not a massive fan of Day. I think it's all right, but. So I've heard people say that's the best one, but I mean, obviously the original in Night was just amazing for so many different reasons, you know. And I think the others after that I have seen, but none have really stayed in my mind the same as Dawn, you know.
No, it is the apex, isn't it?
Yeah, Dawn. Actually, weirdly, more than the film, the poster with the bald zombie that kind of looks like a kind of weird undead Humpty Dumpty. Yeah. And the triangular logo and that. But yeah, definitely Dawn. Well, for me, it's Dawn, Night, and Day in that kind of order.
Well, okay, everyone's going to have a difference of opinion on that particular order. And most people probably say they like them about equally.
Yeah.
What about the sequel type ones? Land of the Dead, Survival of the Dead, Book of the Diary of the Necronomicon of the Dead.
I stopped at Land. I liked Land, and I just kind of, somewhere in between, I rewatched Land. I thought, it was okay, but, yeah.
I like it. I like Land quite a lot. Simon Baker in it. He's good. Solid story. Yeah, bit of nose-picking, you know. Diary of the Dead, Samuel was the best bit of that for me. The sort of Amish deaf guy that couldn't talk with the dynamite. He was brilliant. He could have spun off into another completely new film. That would have been great. I cried when he died. Oh, I've spoiled it. I should say that's a spoiler.
I haven't seen it yet, mate.
God, you know, all these people out there are desperate to watch Diary, you know. Oh.
But it's ultimately hollow. And then Survival, I watched once. It was instantly forgettable, although I was out of my face.
What are the ones post Land like on the old social commentary in relation to heads exploding?
I think it's kind of expected of him now.
Yeah.
And I think he maybe plays up to it a bit, and I don't think it really does so well, because I honestly think that they didn't have that agenda when they made the original film so much.
Oh God, no, like, because the kind of race issue in Night of the Living Dead, which is kind of, I guess this is the thing that kind of prompted him to think, the guy wasn't written as an African American. They just cast the guy because he was the best actor, and
they knew him. Yeah,
yeah, and it ended up like there was that whole extra level on top of all of the other stuff. So yeah, I think
it's a happy accident.
Yeah, And he kind of, yeah, you're right. I think he kind of, he felt like he had to kind of shoehorn in a bunch of extra social commentary when it works best, when it just kind of emerges naturally from what he's doing. And he did it brilliantly with the first three. Land, yeah, I like, but it kind of, it felt like the tipping point, and I just didn't bother after that.
No, you've not missed out on much.
Well, watching for completism, because, like, you know, it's amazing. Like, how old is George Romero?
94.
he's a senior chap. He's a senior gent, and he's still making films where people basically get their head torn off. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I like it.
There was a massive gap, wasn't there, after the third one, until Land of the Dead. There must have been, I'm not sure, maybe 15 years somewhere. Am I right, though?
That was a big gap. Oh. Well, there was a big gap was between about Night and Day, Night and Dawn, wasn't there?
Yeah, that was a...
Yeah.
Usually it's around 7 hours.
Interestingly, this lasted years.
What about the remakes? Because I've never really dabbled in the remakes of his films. Are you fans of them, or do you watch them? Or?
I saw the Dawn remake, and I was pleasantly surprised in that I didn't want to be ill when I saw it for the wrong reason.
Do you know what? That remake has got the best first 20 minutes of any film I've ever watched.
Wow.
It's amazing. That shot where she gets in the car and there's this tracking shot and all stuff going off, it's brilliant. And the way it builds up to that so quickly is amazing. I really like it. I really like the remake.
That's Zack Snyder, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've watched Watchmen, and that's the only other thing of his I've seen.
But, was the guy out of Modern Family, was he in the Dawn of the Dead remake? The dad?
Ving Rhames was in it from Pulp Fiction.
Yep. Although he was also in a remake of Day of the Dead.
Oh, was he playing the same character? Did he kind of carry over? Ah, cool.
No, not cool at all.
I take cool back, shite.
Yeah, it was awful. But it's like, you probably see it on ITV2 around 12 o'clock most nights.
When they're not showing Back to the Future.
Well, or Taggart.
And Night of the Living Dead's had more than one version of it, hasn't it? Because I remember there was a friend of mine said he saw a colour version of it, but it was in 3D as well.
Yeah, there was the remake in 3D, because there was a Tom Savini remake, wasn't there?
Yes, yeah, that was about 1990, wasn't it? He did that. Yeah.
Was that something to do with Tom Savini?
Oh, yeah. It's brilliant when you've got the slight delay on things. But I mean, obviously he's the benchmark, and the stuff that's kind of come after it is kind of built on it, I suppose, in a way. Stuff which we're going to obviously talk about, say, like 28 days later, 28 weeks later, obviously have made things a little bit faster in the zombie world.
Yeah,
they have.
To some people's kind of derision, are you a fan of these two films? Or
I'm not really a fan of the running zombie, but I can understand why they have to exist. But I don't see why. It makes sense to me that a freshly reanimated corpse will be fast and a crappy corpse will be slow. Ooh. So you could have them both existing at the same time, couldn't you?
Yeah, that would be an interesting approach.
You could have a fight.
Or just a really crap chase.
And then you get you get the best of both worlds.
Well, when I first went to see it, I went to see it at like one of the first screenings in Newcastle, and Danny Boyle and Alex Garland were there, the writer and the director, and they were kind of explaining away and all that. And a lot of people actually were getting mixed up with the Sandra Bullock film called 28 Days, which is funny. But the very thought of, like, how fast them... Because all athletes, the people playing the zombies in 20 Days Later, just them speeding after you and stuff like that was pretty terrifying, to say the least, you know? And obviously them, some amazing scenes as well, especially when he's walking around when there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Like, what about... And then when that car alarm went off, everyone cacked themselves, didn't they, you know?
Have you seen the 80s version of Day of the Trippids, though? Because that is...
Yes, it is very similar. Yeah,
shot for shot, really.
Yeah, the John Dutton version,
and that's amazing. I love that.
Yeah,
the what?
28 weeks later, I thought it had some nice moves. I'm a big fan of the Docklands, like Canary Wharf and stuff, so yeah. To me it had good value, but it wasn't as good, but there was still some nice moments in.
And Robert Carlyle in it as well, and he's pretty good value for money most of the time.
And wasn't he a shit as well?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You'd never, ever leave someone, ever, unless they were getting bit. And then you'd shoot him in the head as he went off. He was a shit.
Yeah. But it was an amazing sequence when he went out and ran out the house and he jumped in the boat and stuff. That was pretty cool, like.
Well, it did make a good film. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. And actually, I don't know, I think it was Danny put this forward. I've seen a trailer this the other week in Unconnected. A friend of mine said, oh, you should watch this. This band did this, we're in this kind of zombie film called Wild
Guitar Wolf.
Yeah, I totally didn't connect because we're looking for songs for our play at our Bugs night. And he was like, oh, have you heard of this? Blah, blah. So I saw the trailer and I was like, whoa, what's this?
Ah, it's amazing. you have to see it. It's fucking wonderful. Pardon my French. It's very wonderful.
It doesn't sound as well. That doesn't very wonderful.
It's absolutely delightful. Yeah, no, it's brilliant. Like, Guitar Wolf are one of my favourite bands anyway because they're just loud. And you got zombies. And you got a bit. Guitar. Oh, no, I won't give it away. I'm not going to give it away. There's a secret about his guitar, although if you looked at that wiki page, it would have given it away. There's a secret about Guitar Wolf's guitar, because there's the band called Guitar Wolf, and their lead singer's called Guitar Wolf. Clever. Ooh. And, and he does another brilliant thing with guitar picks and zombies. I'm saying no more. You have to check it out. It's absolutely mental, and it's such fun, and it's such fun, and it's such fun. Really is good fun.
It reminded me a bit to look at of a film that I've seen called Tokyo Zombie, which is the two blokes that work on a dump, kill their boss, bury him in the dump, which happens to be radioactive, somehow raises him dead. They end up as wrestlers.
Oh, is that... what's his name? He was in Ichi the Killer.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to get that in HMV the other. I might have to... Plum for that.
It's worth watching once.
Excellent.
Sorry, I was going to say the next one I was going to put forward was Evil Dead. And
Do they count?
I think so.
They're the dead that come back to life. I suppose if we're getting into splitting hairs, like 28 Days Later isn't really a zombie film. It's a virus infection. It's like The Crazies. Another old
one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Well, I've seen the original. Yeah, I've seen the original. The original was good, yeah.
I've seen the remake. That was all right.
The original's a lot better.
I'm running this monkey farm now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time!
But yeah, I mean, you know, if you do want to dabble in a bit of Evil Dead banter... I watched them a bit ago, so I've just now lent the box set from a friend, and I had forgotten how we describe it as a red con. They said it online. It was like a red con reboot type thing for the second one.
Yeah.
I didn't really understand why he did that. Do you know the reasons?
I think he just wanted to do. He just decided he could do it better. Second
I like
around.
The first one. You know, I do still like the first one.
It's groundbreaking.
Yeah,
because there's lots of stuff that you see, I'm sure, for the first time in Evil Dead 1, like that tracking shot of Ash in the cellar, I think, the camera's tracking across some pipes, and the light and the shade makes a sort of noise.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that was stuff like that. That was the first time that happened, which then turned up in the X-Files now, torches, more or less like lightsabers, aren't they? Meow, meow, meow.
I still find the thing that it was repeated quite a lot in it, but when you have that shot where it's just coming from the forest,
the ram cam thing.
Jesus, yeah. That's unsettling, isn't it?
That must have been amazing in the cinema as well, because I've only ever seen it on a telly. Like, imagine that on a cinema screen. That's really intense.
It is, yeah. It's, and obviously the soundtrack effect as well. I think that's integral with zombie films as well. I think the soundtrack for, say, 20 Days Later was stuff like Godspeed to Black Emperor. Even though they didn't want to be on the soundtrack because it was too corporate, don't really understand. They didn't want to be on the CD, but they were allowed to be on the film. Don't understand that. But that sort of kind of post-rock sort of soundtrack worked really well. And I don't know where I'm going with this, but never mind.
Zombie film music.
Yeah, yeah.
There's Goblin.
Of course. Oh. Yes, yeah, yeah.
A goblin! He can't get better than Goblin.
Goblin.
Goblin, they were good, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, Argento classics. And, you know, they're still knocking about now. They're still doing their thing.
Ah, good work.
Completely. You know, and why shouldn't they kind of hold the fact that they did Dawn of the Dead? You know, it's a great soundtrack. And, you know, if you can make a film unsettle them with your music, and if the film's not naturally unsettled, that's what they do. You know, even moments that aren't really scary. Yeah. If your music can make and freak the hell out of people, then it's good, isn't it? You know?
Was there not, because Dawn of the Dead, like famously, Dario Argento recut it for the Italian European market. That's kind of why he agreed to like help make it, wasn't it? Mm. Was there more Goblin in the European cut?
To be honest with you, when I watched the European cut of it, I was a bit like, because it's supposed to be more serious and more scary and a bit more graphic and stuff, and I didn't really notice that much difference. To be honest with you, maybe I was just like desensitized or something. I don't know.
Because I can't actually remember what cut I've seen. I've got it on DVD, but I don't have, because obviously the thing to do would be to go and get the Anchor Bay like 19 disc set or whatever, but I had a 2-disc set and I cannot remember which versions I've seen. So
the one I got, there's only two, there was two versions on it, and it was obviously just the, you know, I love that. Is it Arrow who do the, multiple stuff, because they obviously had the fancy front cover and then the kind of the more modern-y one. I really like the kind of the 70s gory sort of ones, you know.
Yeah, probably gory nice covers.
Yeah, yeah, you know, but yeah, I mean, it was, if you're looking for more gore and stuff and a bit more kind of serious and stuff, I think the level of quirkiness was still there, because Dawn of the Dead is inherently quirky when you've got them going up escalators and stuff when they're dead, when they're all and stuff. It's like, you know, but in talking about music-y type stuff, someone threw in Thriller as well. Thriller's very zombie-ish.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and we've all done it.
Yep.
You know, it's obviously a massively ground. I don't know how expensive it was at the time, but it was something like
10 million, I think.
Jeezy, crazy.
It's just stupid. Was it like in 1980? I'm going to say 1983, but I don't think it is 1983. It's probably later than that. 1987, maybe?
No, I think you're right. I'm pretty sure it's around about 83, yeah.
So I must have been about 8 years old, because I kind of chickened out of watching it at the time. And I've since been back and watched it. That's a fine piece of work. Well done, John Landis. Why are you such a coward, 8-year-old Danny? Why are you talking to 8-year-old Danny? We don't know. But yeah.
He's right, though. 8-year-old Danny's right, because that bit where Michael Jackson was, get away.
Yeah.
That scarred me.
Yeah, it was actually pretty khaki pants hardcore at the time. And it was on the telly at about 8 o'clock at night, and that sort of thing was never on the telly at about 8 o'clock at night.
No, now they get away with all sorts, of course.
Yeah, I mean, CBeebies is just awash with like decapitations, and I'm disgusted. But back then,
if anything didn't go,
nothing went.
What do you think? Are you aware of the alternative planned ending to Dawn of the Dead?
Oh, vaguely, vaguely. Was it a happy ending or something? Or
no, it was even worse. I mean, there was a glimmer of hope, wasn't there, in that one?
Yeah.
They weren't going anywhere. They'd run out of fuel, but they got away. They were still trying.
Yeah.
But in the original, as it was planned, Peter shot himself in the head, and Fran would have shoved her head into the helicopter's rotor blades,
Christ,
killing herself. All dead.
Nasty.
Then the end credits, it says here, what I'm reading, would have run over a shot of the helicopter's blades turning until the engine winds down, showing that Fran and Peter would not have had enough fuel to escape anyway.
Oh, crikey.
That'd be good.
What a way to put a downer on a film about the collapse of civilization.
I know, it's all gone. It's all gone.
Good.
If I do read that Pride and Prejudice book, but it's like there were zombies or something.
Oh yeah, there's a whole slew of these sorts of things now, isn't
there? Yeah,
yeah,
awful.
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter and that.
That's coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Franklin D. Roosevelt Demon Puncher. I don't know.
Monkey Punch.
That's all you need. That's the title. Monkey Punch.
On Twitter, Mulwich put forward the Zombie Survival Guide and Forever Zombies. Are you guys familiar with these?
I've read the Zombie Survival Guide. Well, I say I've read it. I got quite a lot of information out of it. Mm. Keep your hair short. Keep your clothes tight. Use a bicycle. It's the best form of transport. It's quiet. It's quick. You can transport it upstairs, etc.
So
don't use a horse. Don't use a tank. Don't use a car.
If you're Yul Brynner on a push bike in like a skiing outfit, then you are going to survive.
Yes. I only got about halfway through that. I found it a bit boring. But I've read World War Z, the follow-up. That's very good. And they're making that into a film with Brad Pitt.
That's Mel Brooks' son, isn't it?
Yes. And who's his mum?
Anne Bancroft.
Yes.
You should win some sort of prize.
I was going to say, are there points here?
I think you get an Easter egg, a battered Easter egg.
Oh, nice.
I'll put a thing in there or something.
Fantastic.
Yeah, Zombie Flesh Eaters, of course, the unofficial follow-up to Dawn of the Dead, wasn't it?
Yep.
Seen that?
Yep. Zombie versus Shark.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant, isn't it?
I showed it to my lady pal. My lady pal not long ago. She couldn't believe that zombie and that shark.
I'm going to paraphrase from Mr. Jim Moon's Hypnobobs podcast, because he's been doing a series about podcasts in his show about all of the kind of unofficial spin-offs from the Romero ones. And apparently the guy that's the zombie was that shark's trainer. That's how he got that close.
The guy that was scheduled to do it didn't turn up.
Well, to be honest, I think, like, unless I'd been told beforehand what I was going to do, I'd probably, if I'd find out on the day, basically going in there dressed as meat with a shark, I think I probably would cry off work that day as well.
You might quite fancy it. You don't know how you'd feel.
No, I know me. No, I don't think I'd be doing that. I can't swim. I just sink like a rock and get eaten.
How can you not swim?
Because
have you eaten too many stones?
Yeah, there is that. I don't really have teeth, so I have to have the stones to kind of like crush all the food up in my gut.
All the grass.
Yeah, exactly. I've got four stomachs. One of them's full of stones. The rest is full of grass that's waiting to be processed.
And you can milk you like a cow.
Oh, I could milk me like a cow.
A cowboy.
But you never thought you'd get in that conversation tonight.
Oh, no.
I obviously haven't got Sky and whatnot, so I haven't seen any more series of The Walking Dead, but
I think it's five.
Put the first series on again.
Yeah, I saw some of that, because I don't have Sky either, but I saw it on Channel 5 with Egg from This Life. Well, they've had nothing worth watching since Xena Warrior Princess went away, so, you know.
Also, Sam Raimi, that man has had a strange output.
Is he not responsible for Spartacus in some... Not Tony Curtis, but the current Spartacus Blood and Sand thing?
Oh.
Is he not...
Is Xena in it? No, I think it's Robert Tappert or something.
Are they not connected, though?
Well, Rob Tappert was the production assistant or something or other on Evil Dead.
Oh.
So, like, they're friends. So I think there's every chance that there's some connection. Oh. And it had Ted Raimi in it, didn't it?
Yes.
Sam Raimi's brother. And it had, that I follow on Twitter, Groovy Bruce. Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell, yeah.
Anyway, at least I digressed. What we're talking about, where am I? Walking Dead, yeah. Oh, the first series, you see, I like the books best. And I don't feel like I'm being intellectually superior when I say that. Or even though I am. Because the books were amazing. The books kind of kill people off that you think they would never do. I mean, some of the things I could tell you.
I've heard this. I've heard there are absolutely kind of like heartbreaking twists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially as a father, Daniel.
Yes, this is what I hear.
There has been times where I've clutched my teddy quite tightly.
Wow.
So what series are they on? Series 3 now, is that right? Or?
Series 2.
They're going to do Series
2. Series 2, right, yeah. Right.
You guys have seen the first series.
I saw about half of the first series.
I think I've seen about everything but the last episode. And like basically it was on Channel 5 when Leela was very, very, very little. And it made appointment television watching quite difficult. So I think we missed the final one. But I saw pretty much all of it up to that point.
The final one was a bit pants.
Was it?
Right, it really... The first series, I'm not a big fan of. Because it veered quite... It went quite a long way away from the book. Books. But it sort of... It sort of settled into itself for the second series. The second series is really good. Really, really good.
Coolio.
I wonder if Fiverr will ever have the second series on. I don't know if they've got the rights or anything.
Don't they got any money left? I think they'll have to go and get Scratch Card or something to see if they can afford the second series.
On a more kind of Doctor Who-y note, if we think about zombies in terms of Doctor Who, we've had a few through the years.
Waters of Mars.
Yes. Are You My Mummy? Were they kind of zombies?
No.
Zombie-esque, but they're not really zombies. Yes.
No.
No.
What about Fenric? Were they? Would you class them as zombies?
No. Vampires?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Hemivores.
Yeah.
Hmm.
God, you dick.
You can edit this out, you see, so I don't look like a...
I'm going to keep this all in.
We could go as far as the Waters of Mars and Waters of Mars. And that wasn't really zombie. It was kind of zombie-esque. They've never done, like... I guess it's a bit intense for tea time viewing.
Maybe.
But people rising from the dead, and then you can only kill them when you stave their heads in.
There was zombies. What was the new one with the Mark Gatiss one? The Unquiet Dead. They were frightening.
They were proper zombies. That was sort of zombie. Yeah.
They were like zombies, weren't they? And they were frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they have dabbled, but yeah, I know what you mean. Staking someone on a lunch on a tea time is a bit,
Stoving their head in with a cricket bat's not really the done thing, is it?
No. Do you think there's any way you can kind of go in innovation with zombie films then? Because people kind of the classics out there now. So where do you think it can go in 3D?
No,
they've done that.
Have they?
Well, there was Night of the Living Dead 3D.
Oh, well, yeah, but apparently...
But like proper, like modern 3D, where you have to wear the special dark glasses.
The fancy glasses that you have to give back.
Not the two quality street wrappers.
No. Yeah.
You have to give them back?
Yeah. Would you not have paid money for them as well as the ghouling thing? So you pay to rent them.
You do pound extra, don't you? So, yeah.
Here you can choose to take your own and take them back with you and not pay as much. What sort of backwards areas do you live in?
Yeah, good question.
You both live in the south. I thought you were civilised down south, but
no. The cinema people in Cambridge are just as fucking wily as they are in the rest of the country.
It seems like I'm in the happy medium.
Okay.
But another one that we're going to mention briefly was Dead Set. Which obviously was set on the Big Brother house set. I don't think I watched the full series of it, but I enjoyed what I saw of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brilliant.
It was brilliant. Really, really good.
Yeah, start to finish, good. Charlie Brooker, well done.
I don't know why I wanted to dislike it, because I like Charlie Brooker, but I maybe resent the fact that he's really good at taking the piss out of TV and seemingly really good at writing TV, like, and thus having his cake and eating it, and that's really not fair. But... fair play. Dead Set was fantastic, even with all the Big Brother people in. They were all really good. Davina was brilliant. She was really, really good.
And if you listen to it in 5.1, it's quite good as well.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
I find watching especially kind of zombie films, horror films, with headphones on. I like listening with headphones on. You get the full kind of atmosphere of stuff. I don't know if anyone else dabbles in this sort of thing, but
only when alone.
It's just for me, like when I was watching that Evil Dead the other day, it's like really like, whoa, it brings you into it more. And it's like, and stuff like Blair Witch or something like that, you know, like if you hear the atmosphere of everything. And you know, I'm a naturally quite a jumpy person.
Yeah.
So if the music, I'm like, oh God, you know, and I'm jumping all over the shop. But yeah, especially in like kind of films like that where it's like really atmospheric and stuff, it really grabs you. So yeah, that's a tip for kids out there, headphones.
Yeah.
But you can't have a friend over and do that because there's only one headphone socket.
You
so.
Can get a headphone splitter
from
the pound shop for a quid.
Captain Zaphod mentioned Fido.
Billy Connolly.
Have you heard of that?
Is that a Billy Connolly?
Yeah. Billy Connolly. I haven't seen it, have you?
I think I've seen about five. I think it was on telly and I saw about 5 minutes of it. I was just weirded out by Billy Connolly being in a zombie film. It's just a strange thing.
X-Files, that's all I'm saying. He was in the X-Files.
Oh, shit, he was, wasn't he? Yeah.
It was terrible, at X-Files. Oh,
he was bad.
It was just, what is the point in that film?
What was the point? But that was he was the zombie in it, wasn't he? I can remember hearing that it was meant to be good and then never seeing it. Which reminds me of a film that I would recommend you never see,
mm-hmm.
a zombie film called Shatterdead. It is one zombie film I could not sit through. That's Turn It Off.
Really?
It's notable for two things.
Uh-huh.
It begins with a lesbian angel having some sort of relations with another woman.
Hey.
No.
The top
not,
response.
Not these angels. And secondly, I can remember that there is a heavily pregnant woman, zombie, in this film. The zombies still have some sort of semblance of life to them. And she's heavily pregnant, and there is what can only be described as a shotgun cesarean.
Oh, Christ.
Oh.
It was absolutely diabolical. That shattered Ed, so don't watch that.
That reminds
me. Where did you find this DVD video thing?
I think it was a random internet purchase. It looks like it's been filmed on weekends on a camcorder and edited by a monkey.
Because I was going to say, that reminds me of Brain Dead, which is the other end of the recorded on a weekend spectrum, because Peter Jackson making Bad Taste and Brain Dead, and I don't know if he did Brain Dead and on weekends over 3 or 4 years, but they were done like that, and weirdly kind of a similar zombies reproducing kind of thing happened in that. Brain Dead or Dead Alive, I think it is in the US.
Yeah, for our US listener.
Howdy.
Check it out.
Wikifresh.
Okay. That one's for you, Captain Robin. somebody suggested Creepshow, which isn't really a zombie film, but did feature Gaylor Ross, who was Fran in Dawn of the Dead, and was directed by George Romero. Yep. So
it was Leslie Nielsen was the zombie-esque figure in this.
Thanks, Hypnagoria, for that.
Guy, I like this whole kind of doing shout-outs to people. It's like Radio 1. Wow.
Not really. I'm just like...
Credit where do you?
They've made an input, so it's worth acknowledging.
At Hypnagoria, I should point out, he's the Mr. Jim Moon, he's the chap that did that Hypnobobs podcast that I was referring to earlier. So for like really in-depth stuff, and really, really in-depth stuff on the whole zombie thing, go and have a listen to that. It's at geekplanetonline.com, and it's fantastic. Really good.
That's a proper shout-out.
Blow.
Indeed. And do you want to tell people what we can find out about your stuff, Danny, as well? Just a little shout-out for your stuff.
Google it. the DannyDavies.co.uk is a bunch of stuff. When I finish it, it'll probably go there. Or I'm at DannyDavies23 on Twitter.
We need a big finale, don't we, Harry? We need to kind of go out with a, whoa, we're thinking about zombies and stuff.
Well, before we do that, let's. What about Colin? Have you seen Colin?
Oh, was it made for pence, wasn't it? British.
Yeah,
film.
£4 or £5 reputedly.
Yeah.
And I've got it.
Yeah.
It's worth watching.
Really?
It's worth watching.
And,
yeah.
And like, worth watching, what? Worth watching for the money or just worth watching generally?
You'll probably pick it up for £5. It's definitely worth that.
Sweet.
I would suggest that. It's pretty affecting in places. I mean, in places it does look a bit cheap, but they did it for now.
Wow.
Allegedly. So that's worth watching. Anything else?
Oh, crikey, come on. There was another one that was going to... Zombies.
Oh, yeah, High School of the Dead. If you like anime, that's pretty cool. Very good zombie action. You'll have to ignore the bouncing boobies and the pant shots.
Obviously, Resident Evil as well, in terms of the game and stuff, and also the films as well. That's obviously another popular one, isn't it?
Yeah. And the sort of animated films are much better than the films. But still not great. Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue, that's one of my favourites. That's got a lot of alternative titles. Just Google it. But that was an Italian one. Well, it's filmed in Italy, but it's set in Britain. And had an excellent ending, which I will not ruin.
Oh, sweet.
I would recommend Living Dead at the Manchester Morgue. Any other recommendations that we can make?
Return of the Living Dead in a kind of meta thing, because that refers back to Night of the Living Dead, the first one. There's like, I think it's Return of the Living Dead and Return of the Living Dead 3 are kind of the bestest, I think.
Yeah, is that the one where there's acid rain or something?
Like, basically, the premise is that Night of the Living Dead actually happened.
Yeah.
And that the corpses were all kept in containers. Or something like that, and they got bunged in an incinerator, and the top, because it was a military exercise that went wrong, and so the toxin that reanimated the dead was still in these corpses, and I can't remember exactly how, because it's been bloody ages since I've seen it, but one of the bodies got burned, that released the toxin into the atmosphere, which released it into the rain, which started the whole bally thing off again.
Oh, and will they never learn?
They will never learn.
I just remember the half a dog barking.
Yes. The split dog bit, yeah.
The split dog bit. That'll be your introduction.
the recommendation would be House of the Dead, the game. That's fun.
Not the Uwe Boll film.
No, I'm talking about shooty one. You know,
because he did his usual. I'll make a film of this game and it shall be bad. By reputation, I know. I haven't actually seen it, but
I have.
Yeah.
Awful.
Robbed of 90 minutes of your life.
Oh, I'll never get that back. Oh, man. Is there anything else? Have we missed anything? Should we thank anyone?
Oh, we probably should do our little Twitter thing, kind of say. Hello, I'm on Twitter. I'm at IanTodd82. And what are you, Harry?
I'm at HarryMedium. What are you, Danny?
I'm at DannyDavies23.
Hey.
I feel a bit left out because I haven't got numbers in my name.
You could put a number on your name.
Harry Medium
X11. 69. 56.
I don't know. I figure that's how I get the followers, right? It's all about the followers.
I've only got 23 followers.
Once you've got the followers, you can accomplish the world.
So is that why Ashton Kutcher kind of owns me?
He's in charge.
Bastard. Bastard face.
We can't leave it on about that Kushta, man. Oh, no.
Kushta?
Kushta?
If we just close it on, like, criticising Kushner, Khrushchev, then it's acceptable, because we've mentioned him, but then we've slighted him. And that...
Is he a newsreader?
He's a ghost, apparently. So.
He's a sort of a newsreader. Zombie newsreader ghost.
The jazz comedy zombie and the ghost.
Well, he's managed it somehow, in some kind of crazy being human kind of way.
He can't have done. He's either a zombie newsman or a newsman ghost.
Well, he can't be the ghost of a zombie newsman. No, because zombies are...
No.
Well, I was going to ask about that. What happens to, like, once everybody's been eaten, do they just, like, shamble around forever? Just rotting until they turn into dust?
I think they decompose eventually.
Fair enough. And then...
And what about the ones that are underwater? They just sort of...
Just dissolve. Bit
with gas and bob up to the surface like rotting cork.
It'd be like that head in the boat in Jaws that pops out. Be like that. There you go. Just the mention of it sends a thrill down your back.
Was it just me or his eyes slightly bulging out?
Yeah, it was blooming effective. It still gets me now, that.
Yeah, it's got
even
me. Hello?
Hello. Well, anyway, right. we've done well, and excellent. We have conquered zombie world, and yeah.
So, here we are. I think we're at the end of the zombies. What can I say about zombies that hasn't already been said? They're dead. They're zombies, and they're coming to get you. So, board up the windows and doors. I've been Harry Medium. These two fellas here were...
I've been Ian Todd. Hello. Bye.
I've been Danny Davies. Booyah. Car.
This has been excellent excrement, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed it a lot. I am a little drunk. You like the cult, not the band, but cult stuff. Listen to cult to them. Do 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 do. EastEnders isn't a cult. People.